And the aloe lotion is good for burns, you know. If it's mixed right with the right ingredients, it's good for if you get burned. It's real good for your skin.
Yeah, I've seen the small ones. They have big ones here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My grandma used to have a big one set out like this in the backyard.
4 or 5, or 3 feet across?
Yeah. Now see, the Key West Fragrance place uses aloe. Most of all their products, and the suntan lotion, and you can buy the eye cream and all that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. has aloe, about 80% aloe in it. And it can heal up fast. It can heal you.
Hmm. Okay. How about the kind of tree that you would tap for syrup up north?
A maple tree?
Okay. And what would you call a place where there's a lot of maple growing for that they're using for syrup? Would you know?
No.
Okay. How about the kind of tree with in the Bible, the tree that Zacchaeus climbed up?
Ha!
Remember that? They always tell it. He climbed up when Jesus was walking by so he could see him. He climbed up a...
One thing I think about climbing would be a palm tree.
Okay, this is the big tree that it has the bark just peels off in great big hunks. It's a northern tree.
Sequoia? No. Sycamore.
Okay. How about, now what are the most common, well, what are the trees here? Have we talked about that?
Palm trees, ponciana trees, poinsettia trees, orchid trees. Now these aren't the little orchids that you're thinking of, you know, for a bouquet. It's a big orchid. We have what they call an autograph tree in the backyard here.
What's that
one? They used it in the olden days for smuggling, you know, and they wanted to get out a message. You can write on the leaf and it'll keep the writing on it. And people would just sneak into their luggage or hide it somewhere, take out messages, you know, like up to the north or the south, something like that. They have Spanish lime trees, soursop trees, guava trees, avocados, mangoes. Sugar apple trees.
Any kind of hardwoods?
They have some pine trees. That's soft pine. I don't think they have anything that's real hardwood anymore.
Okay. What about the kind of tree that George Washington was supposed to cut down?
Cherry tree.
Any of those around?
Yes. Maybe not that type of cherry, but they got them.
Okay. Up on the mainland, they might say, don't go out in the woods because you might get some. You might brush it up against some.
Poison ivy?
And what's the other one? There's poison ivy and...
There's poison oak,
kind of. And then there's another one. Poison soup.
Poison ivy, poison oak. That's about it.
Okay.
That I know.
Have you ever heard of a bush that grows along fences and roads north, and the leaves turn bright red, real bright red early, and has small clusters of berries or bobs, and they're used by old people in tanning leather.
I've heard it, but I don't know what the word is.
Cinnamon? Sumac. You ever heard of sumac?
Sumac. The only way I heard of sumac is Ima sumac, the Peruvian singer they used to have.
How about a singer?
She had, I think, an 8-octave range. She had more octave range than anyone else.
8 octaves?
I remember that when I was a little girl and I had reruns in television. And she'd be singing almost like bass and then jump all the way up, A above high A, and go.
That's almost incomprehensible, 8 octaves.
I know she had, I think it was 7 or 8. She had more than any other one at that time had.
Mercy. Are there any berries grown here?
Berries. No.
What kind of berries can you name? Just any?
What, strawberries, raspberries, gooseberries, raspberries, berries.
Okay, like you might say in the woods, some berries are
wild berries
are good, but you got to be careful because some of them might be
poisonous.
Okay, and up north there's a great big tree that has big. This is in Florida now.